Ritchie described the anatomical connections from the amygdala to parts of the system that processes vision. The amygdala has projections all the way back to the primary area in the brain where visual information is first received. This provides a mechanism through which our negative emotions can influence our perception of visual information from the first moment. The Dalai Lama commented, "There is a clear distinction in Buddhism between actual visual perception and the mental awareness of the visual perception. Are you suggesting that these connections back in the visual cortex are even influencing visual perception itself?" Correct. Ritchie then showed a slide on which there was a set of words, each printed in a different color, apple in purple and house in yellow. Some words were emotionally charged, like bloody and torture. This was a form of the Stroop test, a classic psychological test of how emotions sway perception, in which people are asked to name the color in which a word is printed. Ritchie explained, "If you are anxious, you will be much slower in naming the color if it is an anxiety-evoking word, because you're disturbed, and so your ability to access the name of the color is disrupted. The speed at which you can say the word is affected by the emotion itself if you're anxious." Your Holiness, I'd like to end now with a quote that I've found inspiring. It's from The Art of Happiness, your book with Howard Cutler. "The systematic training of the mind, the cultivation of happiness, the genuine inner transformation by deliberately selecting and focusing on positive mental states and challenging negative mental states, is possible because of the very structure and function of the brain. But the wiring of our brains is not static, not irrevocably fixed. Our brains are also adaptable."